Well, here we are in Sloane Street in Lisburn, and you can see this great text of scripture in the gable wall behind me, John chapter 3, verse 16. Greatest text in all the Word of God, uttered by the greatest man who ever lived, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's the message of the Bible, compressed into 25 words, the gospel in a nutshell. And you'll notice in this great text of scripture, the first thing, the fact of God. The fact of God. The Bible never tries to prove that there is a God. It presupposes that God is real, because God is, in the beginning, God. And this text as well, just as the Bible begins with God, John 3:16 begins with God. For God so loved the world. In our society, we have forgotten God. We have forgotten what God is like. We have forgotten his laws, his claims in our lives. But friends, God is real. The Bible says, remember now thy Creator. I wonder, have you forgotten God? Not only does this text speak of the fact of God, but it speaks of the great love of God. For God loved. Not just that God loved, but that God so loved the world. God is many things. He's righteous, he's just, he's holy, he's pure, he's all-knowing, he's almighty, he's all-powerful, he's everywhere present. But God is love, and God so loved the world. Can I tell you today that God loves even you? Maybe you think that nobody loves you. Let me tell you today, God loves you. For God so loved the world. This world that's sinful, God loves it. Doesn't love the sin, but he loves the souls of men and women. God so loved the world. The fact of God, the love of God, and then the Son of God. God so loved the world that he gave. The measure of a person's love can be determined in what they're willing to give. And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his eternal Son, his Son without beginning and without end, co-equal and co-eternal with the Father. And God gave his Son to a cross. God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This Son of God, who was holy, harmless, undefiled, God manifest in the flesh, God gave his Son. Good question to ask. What think ye of Christ? Whose Son is he? What does Jesus Christ mean to you? Then there's also the gift of God that he gave. God loves to give. And the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Ephesians chapter 2. And if somebody offers you a gift, what do? You receive it without money and without price. You receive it gladly. You receive it willingly. You receive it thankfully. You claim it for your own. And God offers you today the gift of his Son. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. It also speaks about the call of God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Whosoever believeth, that's the call of God in the gospel. God calls you to believe. He invites you to believe. Whoever you are, wherever you're from, whatever age you are, whatever your background is, whatever your sin is, it's for the whosoever, the great call of God in the gospel. Whosoever will may come. But our text as well speaks about the judgment of God, because it speaks about perishing. Should not perish. Jesus Christ was honest enough, kind enough, and loving enough to warn people about hell and about judgment, the consequences of sin, to perish, to die in your sin, to be separated from God forever, to go out into a lost eternity. We're all facing judgment if we miss the cross. And you're lost if you don't trust Christ. But lastly, it speaks about the salvation of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The salvation of God. I wonder today, have you partaken of God's salvation? Do you have spiritual life, abundant life, eternal life? Have you been born again? Come to Christ today. Respond to this great text of scripture. It'll change your life forever.